In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tugi Entertainment or its partners.
Welcome to Brilliant Mobile Marketing with your host, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert. Mobile is the future, and the future is now. Today, we continue to explore the hottest marketing channel, mobile marketing, where we'll share secrets on how you can use mobile to be more brilliant, more profitable, and have more fun in your industry. You'll also learn from brilliant business leaders that have built a list of raving fans and created a tribe of true believers. With over 20 years of experience in promotional marketing strategy, including digital and social marketing, and the founder of a business called Another Brilliant Idea, here is your host, Mobile Mary.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. Welcome to the Brilliant Mobile Marketing Radio Show with your host, me, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert. Thank you so much for taking your time out today, as you do every week, listening to our brilliance as we share brilliant business leaders and how they brilliantly market their business and drive more sales. So today we've got a show. You will not be disappointed. We have a brilliant guest on the line. And before I introduce her, it is my great pleasure to have Di Patterson on the line. She is she is America's gerontologist. And if you don't know what that is, she is going to share it with you today. She's going to help you age well, help your kids and your parents in the process, and it's just going to be fabulous. So there's a little housekeeping things. If you would like to win her book, we'll get right to her. If you'd like to read, not only read her book, but win her book, she's giving away today so generously, please text the word Brilliant Radio to the number 69302. That's BRILLIANTRADIO, no spaces, to the number 69302, and you will be entered to win. It's that simple. And we will announce the winner live over the air. And also, if you have any questions for us today, I wanted to say at the top of the hour, please call in toll-free 866-404-6519. Again, 866-404-6519. And then Diane will be able to answer your questions live on the air. So, well, you know what? She's on the air now. Let me just have her say hi before I introduce her officially. Di, are you on the air?
I am on the line, Mary.
Yay! I'm so excited. Well, Di Patterson, she has a million letters after her name. Very impressive. An MSG, a CPG, an ABC, a TRW. No, I'm kidding. She is a noted gerontologist. She is a featured speaker at national and local aging events, a popular workshop leader, and a prolific writer and author. And she has a book out that launched this year called Life Camera Action, and it is available everywhere on her website, on Amazon. We're going to get to all that stuff, but she is just a pioneer in utilizing technology, and that's why she's on the Brilliant Radio Show, for promoting success in aging. And oh my gosh, she has so many awards. She's won the 2008 Natural Mature Media Gold Award for TV. She has been on Policy Makers Speak in 2009, 2010, 2011. She won a Merit Award in the New Products and Technologies for her websites, Success in Aging TV, SeasonOfLife.net, and she was just recently awarded the 2012 Senior Care Hero Award for the Orange County's Outstanding Advocate, Gerontologist, and Educator of the Year. Oh my gosh, I could keep going on, but you never get a speak, Di, so welcome to the show.
Well, you know, Mary, I'll tell you, it is just such an honor to be with you today.
Aw. Well, I have to say, we were going to keep it a secret, but I don't think I can keep a secret. Does people want to know our secret? My producer's making comments. Di is my big sister.
Yay! I have the best littlest sister in the world, Mobile Mary. I'm telling you, it's been so much fun growing up with her. And it's very cool. It is amazing, too, that we both seem to have that entrepreneurial spirit, isn't it, Mary?
Is. I would think our parents kind of, you know, not, I wouldn't say forced us on it, but we're definitely inspirations in that. Our dad started his own business. Our mom became a college professor because she told the president of a college that they needed curriculum like hers. You know, so I don't know where we get our pushy personalities, you know. But I have watched you, Diane, really not only I would say practice what you preach. Not only are you educated and a expert in this field, but I've seen you put it into action, taking care of our grandmother Kay, as we used to call her grandmama, her last couple of years of life, taking care of your mother-in-law. You've helped countless thousands of people, you know, with the end of life issues that nobody wants to talk about, nobody wants to deal with, but you handle it with such grace and style. And I've watched you. I mean, that's kind of why I wanted to share that we're actually related, because, you know, I've seen you for over 40 years doing your thing, motivating people, being such a blessing to so many people. And the fact that you took this on professionally, and now you go out there and you help teach people how to age well, answer their questions. I was just telling you a few minutes ago that I got somebody who gave me a private message on Facebook. I was saying, you know, if you're in the sandwich generation, you really need to listen to the show today. But they said they're in the club sandwich generation, where they're not only taking care of their children and their parents, but she's taking care of her grandchildren, and both her grandchildren and her child, they're on the spectrum. And so she has her hands full, God bless her. So hopefully she's listening to the show today, and if she has any questions, she can call in and ask you directly. But there's just so many things that you've helped, and you've helped our parents with, you know, with their aging questions. And then when they both have passed away, mom 7 years ago, dad this year, you know, be able to step in and even with your own family share, you know, what we're to do next or what the resources are. Because I think that's, you know, we all have this built-in guilt, like, oh my gosh, we're not doing enough, or we should be doing this, or we should be doing something different. So I'm so excited today that I can ask you some questions, and then you can bless our listeners and hopefully thousands of people through iTunes on what to do to help, you know, raise their parent or their children up as they raise their parents down. So again, thanks for being on the show.
Well, Mary, that was a beautiful introduction, and I really appreciate that on so many levels. Let me say that your friend who made the comment about the club sandwich generation, as we all know, a club sandwich has an extra layer of bread in the middle, and they're feeling so squeezed between all of this, and it can, and very often is, just overwhelming to people, because, you know, we weren't given an instruction book at birth on anything. It's to learn, and so the learning curve on elder caregiving, the learning curve on helping your parents age well when they're in the needy stage, the last stages of life, it's really something. I was talking to a woman in the Midwest today, Mary, who said that she promised her parents they wouldn't go to an elder care facility, so she took them both in at once, and her mom had Alzheimer's and her father had stress issues that caused him to be very, very nervous and anxious. And she said, you know, I really give the credit to my husband, who treated them as his own parents and loved them and loved me while I faithfully discharged my duties. And she said it took years, but she goes to bed every night knowing that she did the best that she could for her folks and fulfilled her word to them. And, you know, when it comes down to it, that is what peace is, and that is the foundation. Peace is a foundation of joy. Because when you know that you have done the best that you could in whatever circumstance you were thrown into, that makes for a happy life later on.
Right.
And I'll also say, and an amazing side effect of this is, as we take care of the generation above us or our own generation who needs help, we are literally teaching by example our children how to take good care of us. It's really terrific.
That is such a great point, Di, because it's true. I mean, our goal, you and I have always talked about this, is to raise, you know, successful adults.
Yes, yes.
Childhood, so they have lots of fun memories and everything, but you're trying to prepare them to be the best person they can be, to bless the world in some way, and you're right. And it's by example. You know, parents say, oh, the kids don't, you know, notice that I do this or that. Oh, yes, they do. They are watching. You know, I'm always reminded of that story. I don't know, I think we've talked about it before, of the wooden bowl. Took in their father, and They would all eat dinner in the family room, but they would serve their father in a wooden bowl in the kitchen. And a little boy always asked, you know, why does grandpa eat in a wooden bowl in the kitchen? Oh, you'll know. You'll figure out. You know, never mind. Always put him away. Well, one day the father died and the mother was cleaning out her things and she took the wooden bowl and she threw it in the trash. The little boy ran and picked up the bowl and washed it out and, you know, put it under his coat and he started walking away. And she says, what are you doing? That bowl is in the trash. And he goes, oh, no, mommy, I need to keep it for when you get old.
Ooh, the sword cuts two ways.
And so yes. I think, like you said, that you're laying the foundation. We have a couple minutes left in this segment. I can't believe it goes by so fast.
Okay.
But I want to be talking to you about some of the things that we were discussing before about your upcoming events. But really, what is a gerontologist? I mean, people hear that word, and it's kind of a new thing in our genre.
Yes.
And why would why would our audience need one? And what is this age wave everybody keeps talking about? We keep hearing about baby boomers and, you know, and then we want to know how to successfully age. And really, what is the definition of success in aging? Because I think you are. So we're going to be talking about all this in the upcoming hour.
Okay.
But about a minute to go, what is a gerontologist? And really, why would I need one, Diane?
Okay. A gerontologist is really a person with a degree in aging, the aging fundamentals. And I'll tell you, those include the biology of aging, the sociology of aging, the psychology of aging, lifespan development theory, and ethics, the ethics of aging. That's what a gerontologist has studied and is competent, very competent in. Real-world application of that, oh my goodness, it's fantastic. Gerontologists can help families with decisions that they need to make and proactive forward motion when it comes to the needs of their aging parents or family members or loved ones who may be a neighbor, etc. There is the truth that gerontology is specific to people age 60 and above, but my firm belief is that we need to get off the couch early. If we want to have a good last 30 years of our life, we need to start younger.
Right,
and later
right.
Pardon
me? About living younger earlier.
Yes,
come back
right.
after the tunes. We'll be right back talking about how to age well, how to get success in it, and how you can bless others in your old age. And here we go to the tunes. We'll be right back with Di Patterson.
Mobile Mary will return in just a few moments with more of her award-winning strategies on Going Mobile.
I can pull up by the curve. I can make it on the road. Going mobile. I can stop in any street.
Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, briankwright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready for Smart Health with your host, Dr. Glenn Mia. Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Smart Health is a one-hour program dedicated to discussions, interviews, and news in the ever-changing world of medicine. Information leads to smart choices, and smart choices lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the quote of host and broadcast journalist Dr. Glenn Mia, M.D. This magazine-style radio show is a fast-paced program bringing together medical experts, authors, and patients to examine what works and what doesn't in staying healthy. Dr. Glenn Mia is a board-certified physician in pediatrics and internal medicine. His philosophy to wellness starts with an investment. He says proper nutrition, rest, and exercise are the best personal investments to maintaining good health. So join us for Smart Health with Dr. Glenn Mia. Fridays at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And now returning with more brilliant mobile marketing ideas with a focus on cutting-edge green technology such as mobile, digital, and social media, here's the host of our show, and may I add brilliant, Mobile Mary.
Well, welcome back to the show. It's the Brilliant Marketing. What is the show? Brilliant Mobile Marketing Radio Show with your host, me, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert. And today on the phone, if you haven't been in the last segment, we started off with a bang. I have my wonderful guest, Di Patterson, who is a gerontologist, and she's talking to us today about successful aging. And we're talking about being part of the club sandwich generation, raising our parents, raising our children, not raising our parents, but raising them down, so to speak. And some people are even raising their grandchildren. So goodness sakes, a lot of stress these days, and gerontologists are there to help. So Di, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mary. Well, it's
You're
a great
welcome.
Day to talk about aging.
It is. It is. And we talked a little bit about what a gerontologist is, and you answered that question. But you talked also about the age wave. It kind of sounds a little frightening. What the heck is an age wave?
Well, you know, the age wave is already here. It hit America's shores, and actually the whole world, on January 1st of 2011. And what the age wave is the aging of the baby boomers to age 65 plus. And here's the big picture. The boomer generation spans 18 years. When the World War II vets came back and started having children, boomers were born between the years of 1946 and 1964.
That's right, baby. I'm the last year. Woohoo!
That's right, you are. And I'm smack dab in the middle of it. And what happens is that these boomers are turning 65. They started 1-1 of 11, and they will continue to turn 65 for those 18 years. But they don't stop aging at the end of 18 years. And literally, when you do the math, from the first to the last boomer aging out, it will be a 50-plus year cycle.
Wow.
So this is the age wave. The first 2 years, 2011 and 2012, held the most of the boomers. The most millions were born. And I mean, we are hitting, I think the statistic is about 2,000 people a day hit 65 in America last year and this year.
Wow.
And then it slows down a little bit, but I mean a little tiny bit, so that the last day of 2010, there were 13% of our society, of American society, were seniors, 65 plus. In 17 more years, well, now it's almost 16, a full 20% of our society will be 65 plus. And
wow.
Yes, and in 2021, the reality is if you put your hand up with your five fingers, mm-hmm. if you count your little finger as a child, 0 to 18, and your thumb as a senior, 65 plus,
right.
you're going to have the exact same amount of seniors as children in our society.
Oh, my gosh. Now, why is this important to a business person? Why should they care about this, Di?
Okay, there's two levels that we should care about that. First of all, the senior marketplace is huge. Classically, seniors have saved more money, and even with the recent recession we had, before the recession, about 57% of boomers had the retirement in the bag. It's less than that now. I'd bring it down to about 40-some percent. So the ramifications for that are that more seniors will want to keep working. And I'll tell you something, AARP spent $2.1 million a few years ago, and this was the culmination of their research. One sentence: boomers don't want to be seniors. So,
say that again. Boomers don't want to be seniors.
Don't want to be seniors. They don't want to use the word retirement. They don't want to use the term seniors. They want to use the word options instead of retirement, and they would rather be called a boomer than a senior. So we have boomers now who are 65 plus, a couple years of them. Some took their retirement, their Social Security at 62, some waited to 65, and the Social Security talk is right now, anybody who's 55 plus probably can count on the same things, that seniors today are receiving. But back to business. So the senior market is huge, and it's called the aging marketplace. And these are products, services, and companies that boomers and their aging parents would want to know about because they are marketing specifically to the plus 65 group and younger people who are looking forward to being 65.
Right.
Right. So
looking forward to, that's kind of funny.
You know, I'm telling you, you're pretty close to 65. 65 is a very interesting age because psychologically, our society has set themselves up to say, ooh, I get benefits at 65. They say, I'll get Social Security, and even if that's reduced, I'll get Medicare. Hmm. And I can switch myself from the whatever health insurance I have to something that's more stable. So actually, people are looking forward to 65 because they see stability there. And that's one of the big reasons the political talk about entitlement changing and trying to, quote-unquote, fix Medicare, fix Social Security. That's why it's not only in the news, it's very, very important that we do this the right way because millions of Americans do look forward to 65, and they look forward to not working as much as they're working, you know. Parents, and I know you have a lot of this group listening right now, women who are in the midst of raising children right now and even having a side business, either a home business or working part-time, some even working full-time, they are really looking forward to having children grown and not having such a hectic work schedule, to have so little free time. And if you do add elder caregiving to that task, that's why the sandwich generation can be so very tired and their attitudes can be so very weary. And we do need to encourage each other as we take care of these things, that there is a lot of hope and a lot of help out there. And I'd like to offer some of that at DiePatterson.com.
Great transition. Good for you.
Yeah, it's well, I have some really great articles there that I think everyone should see. I have about 30 TV shows under my video section in Success in Aging TV, and it's really good information. Fortunately, I am not in all of those TV shows. Some really terrific people, like from the Arthritis Foundation, some doing chair exercises. There are people talking about annuities and trusts. There are other things on nutrition. And these videos are really terrific because it's things that don't change with fad or fashion. This is the real meat of growing old.
Right. And that's the key, too. I mean, we say growing old gracefully and aging well. And it's true. It really is, you know. It comes right back to us. You know, we have to be held accountable to ourselves. You know,
we do.
And all the exercise we do now will make us, you know, better and heal faster and have a more happy, more productive life when we're older. And it's really on us. You know, I, for the past few weeks, have been suffering from some dental care work because I would care for my children and even my parents, but I'd say to myself, I'll go next time. Well, I put it off for four years.
Very common.
Yeah. And I, you know, am, you know, go, burning at both ends. And I'm realizing, oh my gosh, no one else is, I mean, I put this off and now I'm going through the pain. So it's so important to utilize resources like you provide, Di.
Yes.
And learn the best techniques, learn what to do, go for the resources. And you've also helped a lot of people that have aging parents that are at a point where they have to make some really hard decisions. You know, do you move them into your own home? Do you move them into a care facility? And you've got lots of resources that you can help. So I really encourage anyone who's in the middle of this struggle right now to go to DiePatterson.com and you know, that's kind of like your hub to all of your different resources there, isn't it,
Yes.
Di?
Yes, it sure is.
And you can find out what, you know, products are approved, because you have this really cool thing, Success in Aging Marketplace, where you approve products based on successful aging ability, right?
Yes, I give them my Di Patterson Seal of Distinction. And basically it means it's gerontologist approved product, service, or company. And basically I think that everyone's being marketed to constantly.
Right.
We see advertisements everywhere we go. We cannot even get away from them on Pandora Radio or something that we think should just, you know, do one thing. And so my Success in Aging Seal of Distinction is I award it to companies, services, and products that I have determined the value to the aging public. I feel that these products have integrity, a very high level. The strong benefits of these products or services to seniors, and basically some seniors are quite fragile. And I don't give my seal of distinction to a tremendous amount of products. So the ones that I feel are very beneficial to seniors are on my website. And I will be adding more as time goes on. And if any of your listeners would like to send me an email to ask me about a certain product, my email is di@dipatterson.com.
Oh, awesome. That's very cool. Okay, so we have about a minute left to go, and I just want people to know that they can win your book. We'll talk a little bit about your book in the next break, but
okay.
Sure, this really fun book about how you could apply lessons from movies to your life, and it's so cool. It's called Life Camera Action. I've read it. It's a really fun read, and she's giving it away today. So if you would like to win this book, we will mail it to you free of charge. So all you have to do to win is you text the word Brilliant Radio to the number 69302 to tell us that you're listening today. Again, Brilliant Radio, no spaces, to 69302.
That's 69302.
Thank you. Yes, 69302. Awesome. All right. So we're going to come back again. We'll talk more about her book, but we'll also talk about more things. If you have any questions about maybe your parents, of what you need, if you have any questions regarding what to do with them, please give a call in to the number, which I'm looking for. I said at the top of the hour, oh goodness, I don't have it, but hopefully you know it. I said it on the website here. Oh, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. Oh, I can't find it. All right. Just call in. And we will answer your questions. Oh, 866-404-6519. 866-404-6519. And we'll talk to you soon. Come on back.
Mobile Mary will return in just a few moments with more of her award-winning strategies on Going Mobile.
I can pull up by the curb. I can make it on the road. Going mobile. I can stop in any street.
Get the competitive edge and take your success to the next level. With the Gold Medal Success Show and your host, Forrest Fisher, six-time U.S. National Gold Medalist. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central, 6 Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network, as Forrest gives you access into the mindset of true champions and helps you apply these success principles to your life and business for immediate results. Each show will feature guest athletes and business experts who have achieved tremendous success and are ready to share their stories of struggle, glory, tragedy and triumph, revealing tips and strategies Forrest and these guest experts use to propel themselves to world-class success. Many people live their whole lives wanting more. The Gold Medal Success Show will demonstrate that anyone can have a more fulfilling and satisfying life when they put a few basic principles into play. Make every day game day with the Gold Medal Success Show, each Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Want to get a contact high? Tune in for fun, inspiration, and motivation every Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Learn how to maximize your mojo and just say no to the status quo. Get inspired and motivated by a fun-loving coach who knows what it's like to get through this thing called life. With your High on Life coach, Audra Irwin, each Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and 12 noon Eastern, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And now, returning with more brilliant mobile marketing ideas with a focus on cutting-edge green technology such as mobile, digital, and social media. Here's the host of our show, and may I add brilliant, Mobile Mary.
Well, welcome back to the Brilliant Mobile Marketing Radio Show with your host, me, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert. And today we have America's gerontologist, Di Patterson. Di, thanks for so much for being on the show again.
You are so welcome, little sister.
Yes, the secret is out. Di Patterson is my big sister. And by the way, I was laughing earlier because you said your favorite littlest sister because we have a sister between us. And, you know, she'd kick our butt if, you know, you didn't qualify that.
You are absolutely right, and she is small but mighty.
I wonder if she's even listening to this. So she's probably off doing something exciting, but, you know, we'll have to get her. So, yes, as I was saying in the top of the hour, I couldn't wait to share that you are my sister, even though I was thinking we were going to keep it secret, you know, for professionalism and all.
Right.
But I have seen you in action, not
Thanks,
only
Mia.
Doing your thing professionally, but personally, because you have taken care of our paternal grandmother, your mother-in-law. You've helped lots of elder care facilities with their, you know, policies and procedures and how to basically give the respect to the aging clientele that they have and making their life better and more enriched. And you're just such a blessing to so many people. So,
you know, Mayor, thank you. I feel like when you picked up the word brilliance and brilliant, I was so pleased because, you know, when you see brilliance in any type of field, you want that to come forward for the good of our greater society. There are so many people out there who want to do things the right way if they just knew. They want to do it in business, they want to do it in marketing, they want to do it in elder care. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Of course, of course. Well, you just won all these major awards. Hello.
Thank you.
She's the 2012 Senior Care Hero for being an outstanding advocate, gerontologist, and educator of the year. So we have to get the word out, girl, that how rocking you are so you can bless more people. So we started the last segment to talk about your book a little bit. You've written this really cute, I shouldn't say cute, it's a fabulous, you know, it's what's nice is it's a fast read,
yes.
But it's so informational. It's called Life Camera Action. Tell us a little bit about that and share the tip we talked about offline, the
okay.
very first tip.
Well, I literally wrote two books. I wrote a book on research and I wrote a book on my top 10 tips for success in aging. And my editor said, oh, let's do something fun first. And I said, well, at the end of each chapter of my top 10 tips that are based on research and science, I wrote little movie critiques that showed positive aging and this positive attitude that came out of my top 10 tips. Well, number one, this is my top tip for success in aging, and that is to love yourself enough to take good care of yourself. Because the truth is, as we age, if we don't take care of ourselves, and I don't care what age people are, if they are not taking good care of themselves at that age, they won't be better as they grow older. And they won't be available for the people who depend on them now. Whether it's a mother of young children, a mother, a dad, parents of teenagers, sandwich generation, or once you have maybe a disability yourself. My goal as a gerontologist is to make you a happier 80-year-old. So I will advise you as you're growing old, some of the things that you need to look out for in your lifespan development
okay.
to make the most of and then go forward. A lot of people don't realize that our 40s are where the foothold of bad aging happens. And some people could say it starts earlier, but really youth is so strong through our 20s and into our 30s that we don't notice aging. And quite frankly, when we get to our 40s, people are under the impression that they're way away from being old. But they're not young. They know they're not young, and they're really thankful they don't have to go through that again. But they don't realize that heart disease, stroke implications, other things that either make us miserable or flat-out kill us are getting a foothold in our lives. And the fact that we need to take seriously daily exercise, we need to take seriously good nutrition. We really need to take seriously good sleep. Because as you age, sleep actually decreases in how easy it is to get it. So if we form good habits, we really do take care of ourselves. And it doesn't matter our station life. It doesn't matter what neighborhood we live in, how much is in our bank accounts. It really is about our purposing and purposeful actions into taking good care of ourselves. We know when something is wrong, and like your teeth that you pushed off, because you were counting on your youth, Mary, and you did a good job. You counted on your youth all through your 30s and into your 40s, but here you are in your 40s, and it's caught up to you, and now you're doing the right thing by taking care of yourself, because when life is easier for you, Mary, life is easier for everyone who depends on you. You have a terrific family, and you have marvelous clients, and they all need the best Mary there is. So thank you for taking care of yourself.
You know, you think I would have been listening to you earlier. So now, you know, I'm in my 40s. You're speaking right to me. I know you're ragging on me in a sweet, loving way that you are. But I agree with you. I will start doing it. And I do realize that now. I mean, I was sitting in the dentist chair going, I'm beating myself up. You know, sure, I could blame the last dentist who did such a horrible job 4 years ago that I put off going back. Well, it's not his fault that I'm such a lame-o that I didn't take on myself. But so it's a wake-up call to all of us. So please take care of yourself so you aren't, because I feel bad. I'm like a burden on my family when I'm, you know, in pain.
I would not go straight to the word burden. I wouldn't.
And I feel
you would
that
be
way.
Surprised at that. That's the number one phrase that older people use, and that is, I don't want to be a burden.
Right.
And so if we get proactive now, it just makes, you know, we'll be happier and healthier 80-year-olds. I wanted to define success in aging because I think it's really important. My 3 points under success in aging are proaction, parameters, and preferences. Proaction is all about actively engaging with your own aging process and choosing how you want to age. Mary, what's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. Okay. Then you really feel good when you have something purple around you, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you have the freedom to choose how you want to age, so let me just give you a couple of, I'm going to do just a few questions, not quite 20
okay.
questions.
Okay.
Mary, do you prefer going to the beach or going to the mountains?
Ooh, I like them both so much. Let's say mountains.
Okay. Mary, do you prefer going out on a date with your husband or going to a wine bar with girlfriends?
Going on a date with my husband.
Okay. Mary, would you rather host a birthday party for a child or a cocktail party for your mother's best friends?
Gosh, I like them both, but probably a birthday party for my child.
Okay. I've just asked you some questions about what you really like. And the whole idea of our proaction is to set up our lives now so that we will do more of what we like. If I really love the mountains like you do, Mary, and I really don't like beach sand in my clothes when I get home from something,
right.
I'll set up my, if I have 2 weekends a year that I can go to the mountains, that's what I'll do. It will make me happier as a person. And it's time people start thinking realistically about how to actively engage with our own aging process. How do I want to get old? Do I want to garden or do I want to golf? Do I want to windsurf? Or do I want to, what would be something, ski. You know, people
right.
who like to go fast, but some prefer one over the other. I personally don't want to be cold. Now, the second thing is parameters. Parameters
okay.
are about the reality of our health and our wealth,
okay.
our budgets, and our choices within them. You know, it's an amazing thing how free we can be when we are staying within our boundaries.
Right.
And I have a very famous thing I use. I developed this years ago. I call it the ping pong ball theory. Okay? If you got a box with six sides on it, you know, a box at the top.
Right.
And you put a bunch of ping pong balls in that, and you shook it as hard as you could. Those ping pong balls would have all the freedom in the world because they are safe within their boundaries.
Right.
But if you take just one of the sides off of that box and shook it, you would have ping pong balls lost in space. Hear the music from the TV show, okay? And they're not happy ping pong balls because they are lost in space.
Right.
The same thing goes for our lives. We need to know the realities of my health today. It's like your teeth today. I doubt you'll be eating a steak tonight, Mary.
No.
No. Right. So the reality of your health today says that you need to take care of that wonderful set of teeth of yours. And then in 4 months, I'll have you over for steak dinner, okay?
Right.
Okay. Lastly, preferences. Oh, I just love this because it goes back to you loving purple, Mary. Preferences are our personal tastes and lifestyles looking forward to a joyful older age. And that's what I truly want for my family, my friends, my clients, and the world at large, is to have a joyful older age. Because, frankly, we fear getting old. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know what 20 years will bring. We don't know if those we love the best will move away from us. We don't know what our Social Security in money coming in will be. We don't know if the healthcare system will be for us then.
Right.
But if we spend our time and our energy now on surrounding ourselves with what we prefer, that will be it. We will be happier when we're older because when we were young enough to get ready for this, we made the choices, and we will be happier in our older age.
Right, right. If you plan now based on those things, we have about 30 seconds to go. But you're right. By choosing the lifestyle we want to have, planning for it, working out within it,
yes.
We will. We'll have a more. And then we'll feel more confident, and we won't be as scared getting older because we'll know, well, I'm going to feel great. I've got a good financial, cash flow. And anyways, I'm about to run out of time. We'll talk more about
okay.
this when we get back from the tunes, but back from the commercial, I should say. So again, if you have any questions for Di, please call in at 866-404-6519. I'll be right back with more Success in Aging.
Mobile Mary will return in just a few moments with more of her award-winning strategies on Going Mobile.
Thursday nights, get ready for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millette, at 11, 10 Central on TogiNet.com. What are the Read My Lips Tips for Success? Well, it's spelled out like this. R, realize it is possible. E, embrace all relationships. A, advance through adversity. D, develop your significance. M, manage your health and wealth. Y, yield to your natural abilities. L, listen to your heart. I, invest in yourself. P, persist by taking small steps. And S, serve others. Each week on the show, you'll find a safe haven whereby tips, insights, and strategies are shared by Linnea and her guests. Go to Linnea's website, readmylipstips.com. Then join us Thursday nights at 11, 10 p.m. Central for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millette, on toginet.com. Have you ever thought that maybe there was more to life than what you have? Have you ever looked at other more fortunate people and said, why can't I have that? Do you know that greater potential lies deep within you, which all you have to do is learn how to tap into it, and your life will improve, perhaps dramatically? Get ready for the Power to Create Your Life radio, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. World-renowned author, speaker, and coach Michael Stevenson is an expert in how to use your entire mind, both conscious and subconscious, to live a happy, fulfilled, prosperous, and healthy life. Author of the book Unstuck, The Owner's Manual for Success, and creator of the live event The Power to Create Your Life Now, Michael has spent the last 14 years teaching people to tap into the vast resources you have available within you. Join Michael and his guests weekly for a fun, empowering way to start your week.
on The Power to Create Your Life Radio. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And now returning with more brilliant mobile marketing ideas with a focus on cutting-edge green technology such as mobile, digital, and social media. Here's the host of our show, and may I add brilliant, Mobile Mary.
Well, welcome back to the Brilliant Mobile Marketing Radio Show with your host, me, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert. And today I am blessed to have a dear, I could call her one of my best friends, but also I'm blessed to have her as my big sister, Di Patterson.
Hello, everyone.
We've been talking, I cannot believe we're in the last segment of the show. It's just been going by so fast. But we're basically talking about aging well, how to prepare yourself to age better. I love your last three tips, the pro action, the parameters, and the preference. We are in charge of our destiny. I mean, the Lord blesses us with lots of gifts. It's how we use those gifts to bless others. But you're right. If you don't love yourself enough to take care of yourself, you're not going to be any good to anybody. And we're here to be boots on the ground, doing not only God's work, but also the work for our families. And hopefully we all find joy in that work. And you can only do it well if you're healthy, if you set yourself up to be financially secure so you don't have to make bad choices, or I should say limiting your choices. And as you said, seniors these days don't want to be called seniors. They want to be called boomers that have options, not just retiring.
Right.
And so I think that's great.
Let me say a word to something you just said, Mary.
Okay.
And that is, many times people don't start thinking about their health or their wealth until they're in trouble.
Right.
And, back when I was in high school back in the 70s, there was a really funny saying, and it was, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And, the great Zig Ziglar, who passed into heaven yesterday, I think he must have said that.
He was on the 28th, I think.
Pardon me?
Wasn't it the 28th?
I read it yesterday. Maybe it was the 28th, and I'm just behind. But I saw it on Yahoo yesterday, so I thought it was yesterday's news.
That's okay. You're 10 years older than me. Things come slower to you.
And everyone, that is the running joke.
I had to work it in somehow.
That's right. Hey, baby. Hey. All right. So my point is this. No matter what stage of health or wealth you are today, things can get better for you. And I'm a great believer in saying a prayer and getting into action.
Yes.
It takes help many times, but there is so much hope and help out there for people who are in all sorts of situations. And let me say, in the Aging Network, if you just go and Google search aging in whatever county that you're in, some great agencies will come up. Council on Aging or the Area Agency on Aging. The Alzheimer's Association, my favorite group. I'm an ambassador for the Orange County Alzheimer's Association. And these people are just doing terrific work, both encouraging and educating families, raising money for research and finding out the basis of this terrible disease and how we can get rid of it in our lifetimes. So please, everyone, use your Google bar and go be proactive and find out something. Reach out to people that you know and trust and say, how did you overcome this? Or can you give me some ideas, etc.? And I really, really encourage you to keep in touch with Mobile Mary because she has the most marvelous marketing tips and her website is so encouraging.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, it's true. I think that we talked about the book that you wrote and that you're taking all these ideas from movies. I've always been a big movie fan. And I think that when it comes to being brilliant in your business, you have to use all the resources. But I think also we talked about, there's job opportunities, there's business opportunities in the aging market, not just to sell to people. I'm not talking just that. But there is so many opportunities as you think, as we all are getting older, how can we adapt our businesses to take care of the generation that's obviously very large? I mean, as you said, we're getting up into the huge percentages of the baby boomers taking over as the majority. And, we have to figure out ways to not only take advantage of that group because they do make the best workers, I have to say. They have so much knowledge and experience and wisdom when it comes from their, you know, past careers that they are, you know, what kind of job opportunities does the aging marketplace hold?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, when you think of aging, people usually think of health care. And that can sound dry or boring to a certain personality. But when you look at everything out there, when you're talking about people as they age, they're going to need assistive technology items. They're going to need good lighting, good environmental design within their homes. They're going to need good chairs. They're going to need good shoes and orthotics and clothing that will be assistive to them if they're using a cane or a walker. I have just named about 10 businesses just in that one sentence.
Right.
We're looking at people starting a business and needing either a landing page website or website development. We're talking about other technologies that would be helpful within that could be, oh my goodness, let's see. I am thinking of aging in place. When we're aging in place, we want to live in our wonderful homes, mm-hmm. and we might need some construction or redesign. And so you're bringing in the construction industry, and you're bringing in architects or design firms.
Right.
You can look to go into assisted living. This is huge, and there are so many business opportunities within assisted living. People can get some re-careering done at local community colleges or the state mm-hmm. colleges. Those were specifically designed for people who are re-careering. It's very exciting what's at the community colleges in California right now. And again, you can use that Google bar to look for some education on something specific. So you could take a 9-week class or a 15-week class, get a certificate or something that would put you into the aging marketplace. I have sat in groups of people who network within the aging marketplace, and they do nutrition at assisted living facilities. Of course, there's always marketing, but they also are, say, representing a company who is a vendor to assisted livings. They are in the activity directing is huge, and there are many opportunities from everything from putting together activities outside of an activity center, an assisted living center, saying
right.
Little bus tours of things. And when I say little, I'm talking day trips, and
right.
I don't mean
right.
to use the word little.
Oh, no. Well, I think that's exciting because they do. They're a group that is attentive. They have money. They are looking for activities to do. You actually created an association called the Let's Group, right? And that helps gerontologists, get jobs. And tell us a little bit about that as well. We have about 5 minutes in the show.
Okay, great. Well, our website is theletsgroup.org. We are situated in Orange County, and we meet at the Orange County Alzheimer's Association in Irvine every second Saturday from 12:30 to 3. And we have been having meetings for about 4 years now. Anyone who is within the aging network, the aging marketplace, students of gerontology, I've had full-on university professors, I have business owners come, and it's a place to network, and we also are providers of continuing education for the National Association for Professional Gerontologists. Right now, at this time in history, gerontologists are not licensed like social workers are. Social workers were designed to really care for families and children and added on geriatrics later. Gerontologists are completely educated to take care of the 60-plus age group. As we're working on licensing, we meet to encourage each other entrepreneurially. And many of my members have started their own business. I have a wonderful paralegal who decided that she would also add to her that career. Being in the court system, many times are needed professional conservators or a professional mediator. So she chose a professional mediator to stand with a family when they have to go before a judge and to explain what's going on with their aging parent. I have another member who did become a professional conservator. I even have a member who decided she wanted to start up Gayla's Divine Kitchen, and she wanted to make food that seniors would really appreciate.
Aww.
And she has a stall at a farmer's market.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that amazing?
It seems like the opportunities are endless, and you're looking at an audience who really needs you, so you could be a major blessing to them by bringing these services to them.
Yes, and we also have lots of the nonprofit agencies in Orange County, which is the number one county in America of plus 85. We have over 600 centenarians. And a centenarian is a person 100 years or older, just
wow.
in Orange County, California. And
wow.
of California's 57 counties, we are the number one county of Medicare recipients. We have a full one-tenth of all Medicare recipients in California just in Orange County.
Wow. Well, listen, we have 2 minutes left to go, and I know you're going to be speaking at an event coming up in December, the Transitions event.
Yes.
Tell us really quick about that so people can come see you live.
All right. It's the United Methodist Church, and it's right off Canoga and Shule in San Fernando Valley. I'll be speaking, and this is this Saturday from noon to 12:30, encouraging the transitions that aging people face in their attitudes, in their housing, and for their lives.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting. Well, if anyone, obviously you could get a little taste of Di on the show today, but she is just a live wire, just a ball of energy. This Saturday, December 8th, 11:30 to 2:30 in San Fernando Valley. If you need to know anything more, email her, Di@DiPatterson.com. You can find everything about her and how she can help you. If you have a question with your aging parents, being a Sandwich Generation member, she can support you and provide all kinds of wonderful resources. So thank you, Di, again for being
you,
on your
Mary.
Show. You have blessed me for over 48 years, and I look forward to you taking on the world and helping as many people as you can with this issue. And so thank you again. And everybody, if you, after the show, so text in Brilliant Radio to 69302. It looks like our phone is blowing up here. We'll pick one of you randomly, and we'll send you the book. And again, thank you for listening to the Brilliant Mobile Marketing Radio Show with our guest, Di Patterson, DiPatterson.com. And we'll look forward to speaking next week as we're getting close to Christmas. And more brilliance to help you be more brilliant in your business. So thanks again, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful, blessed week.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more brilliant mobile marketing strategies, connect with us here and on the web at www.brilliantmobile.com. Join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Going Mobile with host Mobile Mary on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Want to get a contact high?